Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal,
right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
What's going on, everybody? Q here with yet another amazing episode of Project Unreal. I know I say that every single time, but it's true every single time. Every one of these episodes is amazing, a blockbuster, an epic, an award-winning piece of mastercraft every single time. And it's not just because I host it, but it's because of the amazing guests that I have on week to week. And this week is no different than the other weeks, except that it is because it has a guest who has never been on the show in a full featured guest capacity. And that is my brother from another mother, Mr. Joey Strawn. What's happening, Joey?
Hello. Hey, Q. Man, I am excited to actually be here. Normally, I'm a bit part, a player on the side, or the person who's taking it way too seriously and making it uncomfortable for the actual guest. So this is new and exciting for me.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it strange and weird to be on the other side of the table and the spotlight just be burning your face with just its warmth and expectations?
It is a bit singy, and it's fun, though. I will say, I know people can't tell because this is an audio medium, but you have a shirt of Samuel L. Jackson giving me the stink eye, and it's really off-putting. I feel like your shirt is angry at me.
Well, it is. I am also trying to channel the same look. So from time to time throughout the episode, I will let Sam Jackson stare at you, and then I will stare at
you.
Oh,
no.
Perfect. Right?
Okay. That was very uncomfortable.
Nailed it.
I think it was also uncomfortable for people listening.
Definitely, for sure. Also confusing for people who are listening, because once again, audio medium, none of the gags that I'm doing right now translate. I do want to introduce people kind of to you, because as you've said, you've been on the show before. People know you throughout the Project Nerd Network, but I want to kind of break down exactly who you are, what you've done.
Ooh, deeply.
Normally for this series, we have professional comedian guests on, right? And they usually interact with either myself or a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. Now, what people may not know is you yourself were a stand-up comedian for a while.
That is true. Yay! Do a round of applause, everybody. No, that was me. Yes, I was a stand-up comedian for a handful of years. It was a lot of, you know, a lot of the college years, a few after the college years. And then it really boiled down to a couple things, Q. One, it's a deep commitment. It takes a lot of time if you really want to be good at it. You know, the people that we're friends with, and like the Courtney Warners of the world, if you will, you know, are out there 5-6 times a week, really, like, you know, honing that craft. I am lazy and wasn't very good. And so those two things really held me back from becoming just kind of the superstar rock star of the comedy world that I wanted to be. But honestly, I have a weird stage fright, and I definitely desperately want everybody to like me. And so stand-up comedy was very anxiety inducing for me. I'll be completely honest. Like, I loved it. I enjoy being on stage, and you know this about me because we're very close, but like, laughter is the thing that I kind of feed off of.
Yes.
But literally, like, before every time going up on stage, people look at me and be like, I hate this. I don't want to do this.
Can I leave now? Is it over? Are we done?
Do you want to do my jokes about how fat I am? Can you do them?
I love it. I will say, I know that you self-deprecated a bit there. I have personally seen you on stage, and I will say that it is excellent.
Well, thank you.
But you have you have taken that energy and that desire and that need for laughs, and you have parlayed it into other mediums, some of which do not require you to be on stage, and instead allow you to be from the comfort of your own house and speaking into a microphone with a panel of people who are comfortable.
That's right.
You've parlayed that into podcasting. And as people may know or may not, you and I hosted a podcast for many years, and we can't really talk too much further into that. But you are a co-creator and a
current
stalwart
host.
Necessary part, an integral piece of what makes the show High Five : the podcast something special. And for those who don't know and are curious as to what that show is, it's an amazingly awesome show where movie loving nerds and pop culture loving nerds in general every week, or excuse me, bi-weekly, get together and will break down genres of movies, film, television, books, and make a top five list.
Mm-hmm.
Laughs are had, tears are had, screams are had.
Most often screams, mostly screams. But there's a lot. I mean, honestly, you know this about me because we've done the podcast together. But one of the things that I truly like about this medium and doing this is the conversational aspect of it. That was one of the elements of stand-up that I would feed off of, is when the shows were going well, you could feed off that laughter. And that was kind of the conversation. It's like joke, laugh. But if you're bombing or you're not doing well, or it's just, you know, kind of an audience that's not paying attention, it's like a conversation. You're like, hey, what'd you have for lunch? And the person is just like doing something else. And it's very awkward. So the podcast medium has been really cool because you can have a conversation and you can still be funny, but you're talking with people and you have a topic in mind and not everything is pre-scripted. And that's a lot of fun because you never really know what's going to happen when it's just people getting together and talking about things and their experiences.
I couldn't have written a better segue myself. You set it up. So speaking of things that are unscripted, this series, which you have been one of the rotating panel of PN members, it goes a little something like this. People who are familiar with the series or tuning in for the first time, basically the gist of this show is we have a featured guest interact with Project Nerd personalities for a little long form improv. Basically, what's going to happen in a few minutes is after we're done chit-chatting, shooting the breeze, as you will, I am going to give Jay a character description. I myself also have a character description that was written for me beforehand. And then we are just going to dive into a scene. We're really going to take our Daniel Day-Lewis style methodology and really just deep dive into what makes these fake characters exist, who they are on a really deep, deep level. This may be the most serious episode of Project Unreal that has ever been made.
What are we talking about?
Academy Awards maybe had. Exactly. Great. Huh? I think we should dive in. I'm going to go ahead and send you your character, and I say we stop being real and we get unreal. Hey, Carl! Sweetheart, how are you?
Oh, you know, it's always the same at the fireworks stand. You got people coming in and you're like, I want the 85 blasters. And then you're like, I've only got the 87 blasters. And they're like, give me a chili swirl. And I'm like, I ain't got no chili swirls. I sold out all the chili swirls yesterday. If you'd have followed me on Facebook, you'd have known that.
Isn't that just how it always seems to go here on Poppy Seed Avenue?
I tell you what,
I will tell you what, Tim Tam, my love. I just can't take any more stress. It is right now. It's around the 4th of July, and everybody's wanting their fireworks, and I am strung up a ladder like a beaver on a badger's roof. And I'll tell you what, I cannot take another stressful day or another stressful conversation. All I want to do is I just want to sit down, and I want to take off my American flag balloon shorts, and I want to sit, and I want to watch me some reruns of Hoarders.
Yes. Hoarders, I know it's your favorite show. Carl, Kaka, love of my life. We do have a slight situation that we're going to have to talk about right now.
Okay. Let me, when you waving your arms around like that, I cannot tell you how beautiful I think you are. But them green felt arms are telling me that there's something stressful about to happen. And Tim Tam, my love, what is it? Just don't bury the lead. Just, you know, bury the truth in me.
Well, Carl, our daughter, little Baloney.
No, Baloney. B-O-B-A-L-O-N-E-Y.
That is her first name, correct?
My Baloney has the first name. We made sure that in the hospital, I said, that Dotman nurse said, hey, is that Baloney going to have a first name? And I said, right? She's going to have a first name.
Well,
Baloney.
I don't want to exhaust you from another day at the fireworks stand, but I have to tell you right now, I can't hold it anymore. I'm actually bursting at the seams. Literally.
I can see that.
I'm going to need you to sew this later.
Okay, I'll get the stitchings.
Listen, our little Baloney wants to go.
Oh, pull yourself together, my dear.
On a date.
I am not. She is only 15.
I know. And even worse.
What is it? Tell me.
He's a human. Just like you. Do you remember how upset my family was when they found out that I was marrying a human?
I don't want our little Bow Bow to go through what we had to go through. When I met your family and they asked whose hand was up me, and I had to say, nobody's.
They freaked out.
The looks on their face. I just can't get back.
Well, to be fair, Kaka. That's the looks on their face all the time. It's stitched on that way.
It was pretty googly. Yeah, you're right. But okay. We can get through this. We can get through this. So our little Baloney, Bobo, she wants to go on this date. Where did she meet this boy?
Well, the other day, she was counting to 10 with the werewolf counter guy. You know, that puppet.
Oh yeah, no, I know
Poppy Seed Avenue.
Listen, that guy, we have talked about some of our favorite books together, and you know how I love the Tides of Lust romance series. And I'll tell you what, werewolf counter guy, also a big fan of Waves of Lust. Was it Waves or Tides of Lust? They're both pretty good novels.
That's his number 10. 10. 10 is the number of the day. His favorite.
That's bursting. It's bursting in my eyes like the fireworks that I sell for the day jobs.
Now, I have to say, Kaka, I don't know that I approve for a human boy to go out with our balloon.
Well, now, wait a minute, Tam Tam. The last thing we want is to be closed-minded. Do you remember the looks we used to get when I would take you out and we would go out to the fair and I would say, I need me a ticket for the fairs, for the roller coasters, me and one for my Tim Tam here. And they're like, sir, Tim Tam cannot go on the roller coasters as he is made of felt and will fly away. And I said, God damn it. He is my love. And you will let him sit beside me. And then I let you sit beside me and you flew out and landed in the lake. And it was very embarrassing.
It took 3 weeks for me to dry out. I still have mold under my arm.
And I don't want mold under my little Bow Bow's arms.
Nobody wants moldy baloney. Oh, caca. What are we going to do?
Sorry. I have a very adverse reaction to moldy baloney. It is my least favorite topic in my book series that I love to read, Isles of My Desire.
I know that that is your number three. It's your favorite third book.
So, okay. If our little baloney is going to take her wonderful aqua sea green felted body out on a date with this human boy, where did they say they were going to go? It better be someplace safe, right? Or can we spies on them?
That's the worst part, Kaka. This little boy wants to take our baloney to a swimming pool.
No! Doesn't he know? He doesn't even know our baloney. Doesn't he know that it is bad for puppets to go in swimming pools?
If I'm being honest, Kaka, I don't know that he knows that Baloney's a puppet. I think she's been portraying herself as human, as she does have normal human head, hands, and feet. It's just a puppet body.
So yeah,
I think she's been hiding it the way she dresses.
Oh, my little Bow Bow is ashamed of being a puppet. Don't tell me. Is she wearing full-on overcoats and coats to hide her little puppet bodies?
Every once in a while, she'll even get her friends to let her stand on them shoulders to wear the trench coat so it looks like she's a normal-sized human.
You mean when I see her in the mornings and she's dressed all skimpy-like and I can see all the felt and fuzzies, she's then getting in her car and she's putting clothes on to hide her bodies at school?
So many clothes, Carl.
No! Tim Tam, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure. We can't let our little girl go out with a normie, right? No offense. You're great, Carl.
I was reading this book, Normies of the Boudoirs, and they had a very
similar...
That's
your second favorite book. Number two. Your second favorite.
Well, in Normies of the Boudoir, there is a puppet dating a normie, and they just straight up kill him.
You said kill. That's the word of the day.
Sorry, it gets in me sometimes.
No, that's great. It's just because we live on Poppy Seed Avenue. That's how everybody is. It's educational.
I'm 1/16th puppet on my grandmother's head.
That's what I love about you. I've always seen your true puppety heart, Kaka.
Well, my true colors are turquoise.
On the inside.
Yes. Okay. So they're going to go swim. They cannot go swimming. We have to put our foot down, my booted foot and your velvety soft one. We got to put those down and not let them go out on this date. I may be closed-minded, but I'm not going to let my daughter get hurt or have to put her in the dryer.
I was talking to Mr. Cooper, the store owner down the street earlier today, and he suggested that we learn something that he called tolerance. That's what he was trying to teach me.
You were hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I was, but it was only in the 90s. The weather forecast, I mean, it was 90 degrees outside.
You know how jealous I get, and I'm pretty sure it was 98 degrees.
It was. Yes, but the temperature has nothing to do with it other than being wildly educational.
That's right. That's right. We need to get Backstreets back on track. Sorry. Okay.
It's back again. All right.
All right.
So, now, our little baloney wants to go on a date to the pool with a normal boy. Now, tolerance says we shouldn't have anything wrong with her dating a normal boy, but
here's the thing, Tim Tam. I know Mr. Cooper said we need to learn tolerance, but I'm just having a tough time knowing what tolerance really is. Is there a celebrity we could bring in that maybe could teach us about tolerance?
As a matter of fact, there is. Christopher Walken, come on in to teach us about tolerance.
Wow, it's a very lovely house you have here, Tim Tam. And is it Carl? Carl, very nice to meet you.
I'm a big fan of yours, Mr. Walken.
Why, thank you. I've always wanted to visit Poppyseed Avenue. It's my favorite television show. I will say it's very strange you guys live with cameras around all the time, learning little cute lessons about life.
It's very much like Ed TV, but Matthew McConaughey is infrequently here.
It's so true. Now, Tim Tam explained to me that you have a problem with your little baloney.
I don't understand how I can learn to let her date a normie.
Well, Carl, I think it's obvious you yourself are a normie. It's wild, it's crazy, but it's true.
You speak truth there.
And eventually the people of Poppyseed Lane learned to embrace you and Tam Tam and your love for each other. So, wouldn't it be tolerant of you to do the same for your little girl?
Chris, you cut deep, my man. I think I understand what tolerance means now. Thank you.
Now listen, I have a story about this watch that I brought you.
You know what? No, you know what? We here on
I carried it up my ass.
No, you know what? Thank you, Tim Tam. Tim Tam, come on back, Tim Tam. Come on.
Yeah.
He was about to talk about a poop watch. But before that, it was very helpful. And I think I can trust our little Bow Bow to make the decisions that we have knitted into her character.
Wow, that's crazy. I have to ask, should we get her a full body wetsuit to protect her velvet parts where her human face and hands can dangle lifelessly out of them, and she herself will look like a normal person and can enjoy a swimming pool?
My dear, I think that is just such a, that's why I love your brain. I just think it is so handsome and beautiful and is so smart and it comes up with such many good compromises. Yes, I do. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, Kaka. That's why you're my love. I love
you. Oh, Tim Tam.
So
let's cook lasagna.
Only if we get to throw it in each other's faces first. Never once in the history of this show have we had a puppet human relations conversation. And that's what, at the beginning of this episode, I knew things were going to go deep and heavy and real.
Yeah. And honestly, puppets aren't that heavy. So it's a weird thing to get there with it. But I was happy that we got to dive into some very serious topics about the merging of a puppet human courtship. And, yes. You know, and the things that the parents go through when they're half human, half puppet monster of a child decides to find love for the first time.
And thank God, Christopher,
Celebrity Walken. Well, I mean,
Christopher Walken was on standby to hop in on and really help them out of that dilemma.
When you live in a place as wacky and as an educational as they do, celebrities
Poppy,
are
Poppy Seed Avenue.
Thank you, Poppy Seed Avenue. People are stopping by all the time.
Which is totally trademark safe, I may say.
Oh yes,
like it totally. Is. It is no copyright infringement happening here on the Project Unreal and Project Nerd Podcast Network.
It can't be because Poppy Seed Avenue is not a real, is not a show. It's not a thing except for it's our stuff.
Yet.
Exactly.
Yet. It's not a show yet.
Yeah. So it will be.
So Jay, I do have to say thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, of
thanks
course.
So thanks much for getting unreal with me. And now if people want to find more of you, where can they do so?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm here and there all throughout the Project Nerd Network. So you'll usually hear me or hear my voice or see me pop up here and there, but you can find me every episode of High Five : the podcast. A lot of times on these Project Unreals. And then coming up, I would definitely say keep your eye on the Project Nerd Podcast Network because we've got a lot of great shows coming to the TV and movies feed and some new really cool YouTube shows coming out. But if you want me, if you want more me talking about movies, High Five : the podcast, and that's where you can find me.
Exactly. So as always, thank you so much, Jay. We sincerely appreciate it. Make sure you go to project-nerd.com for all of your nerd news and nerd goodness and nerd nudes. No, there's no nudes there.
No.
Just nerd news.
Nerd nudes, I mean, you got some. You think Einstein was hanging a big one? Probably.
Because definitely. Find out on project-nerd.com. Make sure you check out the Project-Nerd Podcast Network. If there is a podcast that you like, we guarantee it's on the Project Nerd Podcast Network.
Not the specific show you like, but if you like, there will be a show you like on our network, we guarantee it. And if you like a show, we're going to go steal that show and put it on our network.
Exactly similar to what Jay just said. Also, check out Project-Nerd on YouTube. We've got tons of great series coming at you weekly. All sorts of good stuff to fill both your eyeballs and your ear holes. And as always, I've been your host, Q. And until next time, keep it real.